Thank you, Madam Chair. This air conditioning is killing me, I'm sorry. Madam President, I have the honor to deliver the statement on behalf of Morocco, Norway, Peru, the Republic of Korea, Tunisia, and my own country, Romania. All of us being members of a core group of the Resolution on Human Rights, Democracy, and the Rule of Law. Madam President, the core group warmly welcomes this fourth session of our forum on human rights, democracy, and the rule of law. We believe this year's session offers a good opportunity to take stock of the forum achievements throughout these years. As well, the time is right for looking ahead to the way in which these three fundamental and intrinsically linked concepts, namely democracy, rule of law, and respect of human rights, evolve when confronted with new challenges. The moment is also right to evaluate how the forum could play its part in strengthening their resilience. The forum's agenda and the way the session is structured invite us to this kind of introspection and forward-looking reflection, which is needed and worthwhile. We thank the OACHR for their sound drafting of the agenda and the esteemed MVTs, the panelists, for the relevant insights. Strengthening democracy is our overarching objective. As we gather today, we are not yet completely beyond pandemic. However, we are at an optimal timing when some distance from what we lived could be taken, while some memories are still intense for a proper analysis to be made. The COVID-19 pandemic, unprecedented and consequential as it was, would really be a missed opportunity if some lessons were not properly learned on mistrust, excessive restrictions, and false narratives. Mistrust was one of the most insidious, detrimental societal trends and could be a major threat to democracy. Struggling to build back better while democracy and rule of law are limping, while respect for human rights and freedoms and values are threatened, while trust in institutions is vanishing, would be an impossible mission, a contradiction in terms. Confidence needs to be rebuilt, and democracy is better equipped for dealing with the new normal and with possible future crises in times that could be different in many ways once technological transformation advances. The rule of law and respect for human rights are fundamental pillars for functional democracies. Especially in times of major crisis, the risk of exceeding the fine line between making institutions stronger and autocratic tendencies is present. But the unbeatable compass for stabilization remains the state of respect for human rights. Freedom of expression and access to reliable information, the right to freedom and peaceful assembly of association, and the right to participate in public affairs are of paramount importance for every democratic society and for the full and effective enjoyment of all other human rights. Freedom of opinion and expression is also an essential prerequisite for women's and girls' participation in public affairs and their empowerment. Women's human rights defenders, women and girls activists and journalists are at risk of suffering intersectional forms of discrimination. They should be better protected and supported and more frequently entrusted with salient roles and empowerment in key positions. Gender barriers to freedom of opinion and expression should be fought against on all fronts. Concerned of the pace and scale of disinformation, distorted narratives, and malicious propaganda, we should all channel our energy towards strengthening the response against these vicious acts based on solid partnerships with media, social media platforms, and the civil society. Human rights are inherent to us all, and states are the duty bearers. Each state has experienced the pandemic in various forms. As such, the lessons to be learned are not only shared but also complementary. We are here today to make them known to all and reconfirm the commitment to respect, protect, and fulfill the human rights for all within democratic spaces, governed by democratic principles and the rule of law. Thank you, Madam President.